This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. Today, someone told me that it's Cinco de Mayo, 5th day of May, as some kind of Mexican holiday, but Bahamians tend to be excited about these foreign people holiday. Ye the Irish, now today you're Mexican, so they go into bars to drink. Cinco de Mayo. I celebrated Cinco de Mayo when I was in that junior college in the United States. And a lot of Hispanics are just partying. So I expect today is going to be something similar. Today is also my grandnephew's birthday. Happy birthday, Cohen. Want to say that out? 2 days ago. Let's roll it. One day ago. It was Aaron's birthday. Aaron is finally 60. Aaron Green is finally 60. I want to extend... Why are you looking at me like that? I want to extend happy birthday to my co-host for the day, Erin Green, right? She's celebrating. How was your birthday celebration? Did you do anything? Did you ever get to go camping?
No, I didn't get to go camping, not this weekend.
Did you get cake?
Yeah. I haven't eaten any of it yet, but yeah.
But you get cake?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do any kind of separate celebration for your birthday?
I had a small gathering.
You had a gathering?
At a restaurant, just like
five. A restaurant? Okay. Yeah, it was good though.
Yeah, it was nice.
Any type of food? Particular type of food?
Seafood.
Seafood.
Mm-hmm. I see food and I like food.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
But happy 60th, man. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. It's good. There's few people getting that age and thing.
Yeah.
There's something to celebrate over.
Why, thank you.
060.
We got to do it again tomorrow, though.
What, birthday again?
Yeah, we got one auntie. We have to celebrate tomorrow.
Yes,
or
we
else
do
we won't
have
get
an
a,
auntie.
We won't I get a say, slice
I,
of guava
I can
cake.
Say happy pre-birthday to her because she listens.
Oh.
Yeah, she listens. She always said, you and Aaron talk about this today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can say happy birthday to her. Then you can say it again tomorrow.
And you say it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Iris, mm-hmm. This is your pre-birthday, happy birthday.
And Iris like 85 now, something like that.
Listen, I want to be just like Ann Iris. You don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
You could never guess.
She young. She looked young.
She looked very young.
Yes, yes, yes.
And her memory's sharp and tight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this, I have two spheres I want to do for today. First, I'm going to allow callers to call in and extend condolences to Roddy Munker. I promise a texter I will allow that. So if you wish to call in and say something in regards to Roddy Munker, do that. Mm-hmm. In the receiving regards, during the weekend, the late Henry Boswick transitioned. Mm-hmm. If you wish to call in and extend condolences to the family, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not my main theme for the day, but I'm happy to make space that you can call in and speak for 30 seconds to extend regards to the family, to pay tribute, especially if you knew them personally. You know what I mean? If you, like, interactive. Especially if you have some history towards it, right? Like, tidbit. I'm not sure if you knew. Yes, you do know this. I was a member of the NDP.
Mm-hmm.
That small political party,
mm-hmm.
right? And Roddy Munker and his Workers' Party, I think that was the name of the party, joined forces with that particular party. And because of that, I was introduced to Rodney personally, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know who he was. But as part of that exercise, we had to do background checks on everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's when I found out that Rodney was charged with sedition. Sedition is a big word,
mm-hmm.
right? It means treason. I think he got charged twice, right? And he was telling the story about his activities with C.C. Sweden as a youth leader. And then later on in life, he, besides being almost a member of almost every political party, he has been very active politically, and his narrative, his story about his advocatism is extraordinary, and it's worth delving into. Same as Henry Bostwick, in terms of his activities, his political career, his contribution to the Bahamas. And I wanted to give people space to give that tribute. Mm-hmm. But were you able to find that article, or you didn't find
that
article?
So I found two articles.
Okay, let me introduce
you. They're very recent articles, right?
Yes, very last. Okay. So this is what I want to talk about, my main subject. I'm going to introduce Erin so she could do that too. I want to talk about carbon credits. Yeah. I want to hear about the update of the Prime Minister says he found a place. He found a country willing to give us money for our carbon credits.
Is that exactly how he said it?
But that's how I interpret it.
Okay.
And it's umpteen millions of dollars that the Bahamas would be getting. But
or the Bahamas government?
Let me explain that too.
Okay.
And see if there's a difference. And he said we can get that money till the next 5 years. So after this election, then we can start working on.
Oh, that's cool. Good, because he won't be there, and then he'll be here.
Yeah,
like a Bahamian.
Yeah,
in the same way, ministers here. But a Bahamian.
You may have to vote him in to make sure we get that money. No, that's how to go.
I have a cousin wherever it is. He found the money. Trust me.
Find the money. Oh, the lines are lit up. Get ready for that article. So that's the three things that we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the fire, but I don't know if I have time for that. But we'll see. We'll include that into the conversation because I still want to know where the National Youth Guard is. Are they on the ground in Abaco? Mm-hmm. Like, we would be paying them for. I mean, I'm mad. I'm just asking the question. Like, because I know the Defense Force officers are there. I see they have crop things where they spray insecticide, crop planes.
They had dusters?
They have one duster. The Conky Joe people have no people in the United States.
Oh, so they brought in the
duster thing.
Crop duster or water? Did they use
crop duster?
Did they use a chemical substance or did it release water?
It released water.
So there's a water thing?
No, there's a crop duster. The plane is a crop duster. I know the plane itself is a crop duster. How they release the water and thing, I know. But I know the plane. The plane, that's what
you saw the plane?
Yeah, man, they have pictures of the one plane. They have connections.
Was the plane, I know you get callers, was the plane previously used for crop dusting?
That's what they say.
Or is it just the style of plane normally associate with crop dusting?
One of the planes, that's his crop duster.
And no problem.
And he fly from Dallas. That's a far place for. I thought he's going Florida or East Coast. But anyway, let's go to the call. Surely someone can even correct that story, whatever it is. But they have the picture. The Abaconians have the picture of that.
To fight the Abaco fires.
Yeah, they ain't fighting no one else fire. That's for their people. Grand Bahama and
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect the Abaco volunteer firefighting team to just be seconded to come to New Providence. That's not to say that they wouldn't. Because these some dedicated Bahamians. When you want to talk about patriotism, that's them right there.
I find those Abaco's people in general, Abaco in general, and then by extension, if I want to be specific, the Conky Joes in Abaco tend to be serious.
Yeah, about nationhood,
yeah.
About citizenry,
yeah.
About community,
yeah.
And about helping people in need.
Yeah. Let's go to the callers and get my article ready too, please, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Guardian Radio, AMCA Nuri. We have a wide amount of things we want to talk about, but we're trying to make it quick to include all of this thing one time. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA. Hey. Birthday to Ms. Aaron Green. Aaron, you're born a great month. My birthday is going to be on Friday, Lord's willing.
Happy pre-birthday.
Blessings.
And, you know, I just want to send my condolences also to the late Rodney Moncur. But before Rodney Moncur was Rodney Moncur, he was Sam Cox, right? Rodney and I, well, we grew up in the same black village back in the early 60s, 70s. And Rodney was always, he's a couple of years older than I am, and but he was always a community-minded leader. He would have us as young boys back in during that time in the early 70s and so on and so forth. The Bruce Lee movies were out, and do you believe that Rodney has or had a black belt in karate?
Nice.
And he would have us in we had an old abandoned building right through the corner there by Hyler, and he would have us in that building doing Karambi move. I can see him now in his white outfit with his black belt. But he's made his contribution. He was fearless. I don't know if you remember when they were having the issues with the C.C. Sweeney.
C.C. Sweeney.
The big dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he led that march down to Bay Street. Oh, C.C. mess right up. You remember that, C.A.?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. But he, you know, Courtney was never afraid to venture out and to speak his mind. He's very, very knowledgeable, had a lot of information. I voted for Rodney twice.
What?
But he was in the Waiters Party, and so, you know. But it's about life, and we all have a time. We have, all of us have an expiry date, so the time we have, CA and Aaron, just use it to the best of your ability, so that you can leave and have a good.
You call Rodney Sam Cox? That was his name?
Yeah, he was Mrs. Cox's son. Sam,
okay.
Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Cox. He just became Rodney Monk, I think, in the early 80s or whatever. But he was Sam Cox.
I appreciate that tidbit.
Hold on. That ain't just a tidbit. No, I was just listening. So he changed his name to Rodney Munger?
Apparently so. Maybe he took his mother's name and, you know, he may have been an illegitimate child and never either. But we know him as Sam Cox. And later on, then all of a sudden, he turned into Rodney Monk.
All right.
And I appreciate that tidbit. That adds to the narrative also.
Almost like an advocate charged with sedition, change his name. This boy like a Malcolm X.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know the ramifications behind it, but we knew him first, and anybody who ran 65 and 66 or whatever around that age, who grew up in Black Village, know that we know him as Sam Cox. Sam Cox.
What is Black Village other name, by the way, before you go?
Well, I mean, Black Village we just knew it. We live in Hospital Lane South, all right? And so it was, some people call it Carter Buller. Yeah, and so, you know, we used to have the jump and dance, and, you know, we had the Black Village Festival when he was instrumental in that and so on and so forth. But it was a real community back then, man. We used to have jumping dances and the kumpays and everything else.
I appreciate this narrative.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye. Producer Patrick, next caller through. Dying Radio AMC, anyway. Call again once. Call again twice. Let's go to the next caller. Dying Radio AMC, anyway. Call again once. Okay. You're ready for my article, Aaron, as people continue to call in and give tribute to either Rodney Munker, Sam Cox, or J. Henry Boswick, as they knew them. And we're continuing our article. Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Newry. So I found two articles. One, the 1st of May, 2025, Bahamas mm-hmm. to monetize seagrass carbon credits in historic climate finance deal with Laconic. And the second article in the Tribune, U.S. provider in carbon credits Bahamas deal.
So that's the two articles we read.
Yeah, the most recent article.
Yes. Yes. Let's go to this caller and pull up one which you want to read. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Guardian Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
But sometimes in life, people would make sure that you get what they have for you before they die.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some people in life who make sure that you are dead before they die because they'd be afraid of what you'll say after they're dead. I would like to send condolences out to the family of Rodney Munker and to the late Mr. J. Henry Boswick.
Mm-hmm.
Two men of standard. We can't compare them. We can't compare them. But look at it this way, Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
One was 68 and one was 86. Watch the four ball for this week.
Okay. I appreciate you, caller.
God bless.
Blessings to you. Go ahead.
Just before we go, caller, I heard your words. My intention today is to refrain from the tribute. I think many people would understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have difficulty reconciling with the wholeness and the fullness of people. You know, we want to give tribute to Rodney. And I imagine that in this moment, nobody wants to hear from those who have been aggrieved, mm-hmm. who are upset, who are wronged. So I didn't intend on engaging any of my personal experience and or professional experience in this conversation. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the way that you framed it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to the article.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first article from Eyewitness News, 1st of May, 2025. Bahamas to monetize seagrass carbon credits in historic climate finance deal with Laconic. Here we go. The Bahamas and Laconic Infrastructure Partners, Inc. have forged a new climate initiative to
Forgive me. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the company again?
Laconic Infrastructure Partners, Inc.
Okay.
I would look it up, but I only have the one device. Mm-hmm. Have forged a new climate finance initiative to support the country's enhanced conditional ambition under the Paris Agreement. That's a term, mm-hmm. all capitalized, enhanced conditional ambition under the Paris Agreement. The project will use carbon credits generated from the Bahamas' seagrass ecosystems to raise funding through a new financial product called Sovereign Carbon Securities. The agreement is structured around Laconic's Sovereign Carbon Security, a unique financial instrument that enables nations to monetize natural assets without requiring sovereign guarantees.
What? Say it again.
So the agreement is structured around an instrument mm-hmm. produced by Laconic.
Yes.
Laconic's sovereign credit.
So they have a business on this security.
Right. This instrument is a unique financial instrument that enables nations to monetize natural assets without requiring sovereign guarantees. So I guess that is, well, if you don't pay us, then we own the
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it's supposed to always be?
Mm-hmm.
How could a company take a country's assets as income or profit? Anyway, the point is a Bahamian Carbon Management Limited, a Bahamian public-private partnership backed by the government. Did we stick a pin here?
Yeah.
Have they ever passed the Beneficial Owners Act?
I don't know. And is this private-public
Partnership
does it exist already, or is going to be existed, going to be created?
Well, we have to continue reading. Carbon Management Limited, a Bahamian public-private partnership backed by the government, will manage the scientific oversight of up to 150,000 square kilometers of seagrass to generate carbon removals in compliance with Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement. This deal marks the world's first blue carbon sovereign carbon securities transaction and will enable the Bahamas to scale up climate action 5 years while attracting long-term foreign investment. So now, I don't know.
So foreigners are going to invest into the carbon, into our mechanism to remove carbon.
So this company or this vehicle.
This vehicle.
A Bahamian public-private partnership named Carbon Management Limited will manage the scientific oversight.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the investment is going to be in the scientific oversight.
But I don't know. I don't think we could just surmise that, conclude that.
Mm.
That this body will manage the scientific oversight of up to 150 square kilometers. So we need some specific terms defined or specific definitions for terms. Like, what does it mean? What is the scientific oversight? And what does it mean to manage mm-hmm. the scientific oversight? And then what does it mean to do all of that in full compliance of Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement?
Mm.
Again, this deal marks the world's first blue carbon, sovereign carbon securities transaction and will enable the Bahamas to scale up climate action over the next 5 years while attracting long-term foreign investment. Full stop. There's not enough information there.
I'm so confused with this investment part, but go ahead.
Quote, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is committed to becoming a full economy net remover of atmospheric carbon by 2035. Close quotes.
So whatever
said Anthony Ferguson, director of CML.
Yeah, so whatever this entity is, or the scientific part is, we will be removing carbon from the...
Pause.
No?
No. We are not going to be doing anything.
We have a management company.
Carbon, the seagrass, nature has already... See, it's like the cannabis legislation.
Mm-hmm.
There's always legislation provisions in place to enable the things that are taking place under the new cannabis regime. In this instance... Nature been nature in this whole time.
Okay.
The seagrasses have been doing what they do that results in the sequestering of carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says, we're not doing anything except when they say we'll manage the scientific oversight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that you will be engaged in monitoring, assessments, right, to ensure that the area described will remain in the condition necessary to sequester carbon, or will be developed to a point where it can sequester more carbon.
Okay. Just finish reading. I didn't interpret it that way, but go ahead.
Quote, by working with Laconic, we will be able, for the first time, to generate sufficient development financing, technology transfer, and capacity building to enable our country to make this commitment a reality.
That's big news.
Enhancing our sectoral conditional ambition under the Paris Agreement to the benefit of not only our own people, but the entire global community. So that's another ism, the sectoral conditional ambition under the Paris Agreement to the benefit. I'm sorry, Neri.
No problem. And as you look for that article, there needs to be some kind of educational process on this in terms of getting the general public up to par on what exactly is happening.
There's a lot more article to read.
Yeah, finish reading. I thought you lost it. That's why.
Yeah, I got it back. But okay. We could also possibly, if you wanted to transition to the Tribune article to see if there's more, or you just want to stick with this article.
Guardian is always top.
No, this is Eyewitness News. Oh, I read from. I mean, Guardian is always top.
Yes.
I got no problem with saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Laconic Sovereign. Okay, we get back to the article. We did lose it for a second. Yeah. Quote, by working with Laconic, we will be able for the first time to generate sufficient development financing, technology transfer,
mm-hmm.
and capacity building to enable our country to make this commitment a reality. Enhancing our sectoral conditional ambition under the Paris Agreement, to the benefit of not only our own people, but the entire global community. So the money you're going to take these assets into this mechanism,
mm-hmm.
you will use to ensure that you could continue to protect the assets? Pause. Because then, and if it is not just for the benefit of our people, but the entire global community, right? If that's the case, it's not just for us, it's for the whole world. Then
it's like to reinforce.
Then why are the benefits only sufficient for managing the income generating mechanism? Surely we should be getting more than that if it benefits the whole world.
They plan to expand it. I think that's what the article said.
All right. We continue.
But, so this doesn't go to that sovereign wealth management thing fund? This carbon credits money?
It must do. I mean, I cannot tell you that right now with 1,000% certainty, but it must do, given what we read at the announcement, National Investment Fund Act, and how it would be structured, right? That one of those funds, like, this is going to be a part of one of those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Laconic Sovereign Carbon Securities are the first carbon-linked instruments that function as bona fide financial securities. They provide governments a scalable, transparent, and regulated mechanism to unlock the value of environmental assets while appealing to institutional investors seeking sustainable long-term opportunities. I think like that's the meat of it right there.
So I
just don't know if I understand it.
Is it saying that this company monetized the money or monetized the environment thing, and then they go and seek out places or countries who want to invest in it or to gain the benefits of it?
No, because the benefits are for us primarily. No. The benefits are for us primarily, and then we acknowledge the value that the Bahamas has for the world.
Okay.
And then we say, hey, you forget. We's clean the waters. Whatever's happening in these channels of islands is beneficial to clean oceans. It's beneficial to improved fish stocks, right? But this idea that it's supposed to benefit external people first or primarily is antithetical.
Let's go to this caller. Do you want to change news places? Or
I could do while we go to the caller.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Good morning to both of you. C. Allen Johnson. Got a couple of points. Let me just say condolences to the Bostwick family as well as the Rodney Moncur family. And to all behemoths who actually lost, you know, we generally focus on those in the public domain, memory of you, for people. You know, remember when they talked about everybody was listening in the Bahamas to your phone calls and everything else?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember about 12, maybe 14 years ago, Rodney spoke about this on his show. He called me to tell me that his computer wasn't working. So I just told him, yeah, you're at home right now? He said, yeah. He says, send me an email. And Rodney sent me his email. And I says, okay, I'm fixing your computer now. And he goes, yeah, but I haven't told you the problem. I says, no problem. I see now that your printer's not working, these errors and whatever else. He says, but how you get on my computer? I said, this is the world we live in. And that's when Rodney said, hold on 1 second. And he put a blanket over his computer.
Yeah.
And from there to now, he's been using it. I said, no problem. He said, I said, the computer's in your bedroom. And he go, what? I said, yeah, I'm looking through your cameras right now. And I remember each time we joke about that, he asks me, each time I speak to him, he says to me, are you still looking at people's computers? And he went, wherever your computer is in the world, it's a footprint. It's an IP address. And the fact that you send an email and it tells me where you were in the building, even though it came from your phone, the computer was basically on that same IP address. But now, let me get to the... I just want to show you that 15... If people remember that story, and that's 15 to 20 years ago. So I just want you... Not even 20, more like 15 years ago, or maybe at least plus 10. But I just want people to understand in the concept of where we are technologically, we are totally unaware of what the outside world has for us or what it's capable of because we are consumers. But now for this carbon credit, you're going to love this. I want you to imagine that you're trapped in your house, right? And there's some people outside shooting at you, trying to kill you and your family. And you put out a white flag to pause, and then you go back out there and then you start selling them bullets so they can continue to shoot at you. And that's what we're doing, and that's what carbon credits are, okay? So essentially what it is that we absorb the carbon in the world, that we're screaming that if the world continues to use carbon, our country's going to disappear. And so basically what we do is we sell the right for people who is producing the carbon to continue producing the carbon because they could say, look, we have a limit. You tell us you could produce 10 tons. Well, the Bahamas, when they produce 15 tons, the Bahamas is absorbing 5 of those tons, and I already paid them to absorb it for me. So I'm under the 10-ton limit or whatever it is, and that's part of what carbon trading is. But here's the problem we have. BPL can't tell you what they produce in carbon credits, nor can this country. And the fact is, if our measurements is right, and we only talk about the seagrass, but the mangroves, the sea marsh, the copus, and the fact the ocean absorbs 50% of it. And so when you look at exclusive economic zone and the all variations of what we have, what we absorb is far significant than what that is. So that means, what the mere fact is, I could guarantee you, BPL already said they have no idea what even they produce, yet they say they're going to meet. You remember how BPL said, oh, we're going to meet 32%. We're going to meet the global 32% reduction. How do you meet that reduction when you don't know what you start with? So essentially, you started with the process of simply saying, we're going to have 30% of our production from solar energy. But that doesn't mean itself that the solar energy itself could also have an impact. So we need to have studies. We have no idea. With this government, with this energy policy, with this carbon credits, with meeting the global goal, because you must first know where you're starting from, and it's the differential that you would sell. But when you look at the entire Bahamas absorption from that particular point, and I think you mentioned the rainforest, we, you know, they say we're going to be carbon negative by when? We are carbon negative right now. The mere fact that people are saying this and not knowing that you're standing at carbon negative to the million, whatever you want to use it, you're already taking out a million, 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, whatever amount it is, more than you're producing. So that makes you a carbon negative. We're already carbon negative in every aspect we are, even though we can also continue to try to reduce our carbon footprint. But this just brings us back to the point is that we like to talk a lot, right? And we say things and it sounds good and we fit in, and you can't find a single report, a single written article or anything anywhere. You just talk, say things, it sounds good, but not with no plan where we are or where we're going to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kasi Allen. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Callers, I do see you as we continue to have a discussion about our carbon credits and also give tribute to Rodney Moncur and Mr. Boswick. Let's take a quick break right now, and we shall be right back.
Try our President Butter? Ooh la la. Indulge a little with President, because now more than ever, we need to savor the taste, textures, and feelings to truly enjoy the little things that mean the most. President Butter, something to savor.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. We'll go straight to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM.
Hello.
You're live.
Hello, Ken Sparkinson. Birthday greetings to Aaron Green, please.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
A pleasure. Good evening, Mr. Nuri.
Good evening to you.
I got out of the AI in the sports center area, but anyway, Guardian don't seem to be able to stretch the island no more with their volume. You reach the airport, that's then the Guardian Radio. I don't know, 21x7, they can't cover the island. But anyway, Mr. Nuri, first of all, I would like to say happy birthday to Ms. Green. I hope we have severed our differences. I met her the other day. All the people and Rodney Moncur and Mr. Boswick, our condolences. Mr. Nuri, I started yesterday in St. George's Church. After many years, Sparky ended up in St. George's Church celebrating his 74th birthday at the altar. On top of that, the Valley Boys showed up to Sparky's birthday at St. George's Church. We had a rush out in the park. All the people that wished Sparky happy 74th birthday yesterday, and all of those that had birthdays yesterday on the 4th of May. I was born May the 4th, 1951. Like I said before, I made it to 74 yesterday. And I want all of y'all to help me with my heart problem to make it to 75. God bless you all. God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas Islands. I don't care if you're PLBF or them DOI. I love the Bahama Islands.
Happy birthday, Sparky. Happy 74th birthday. I wish you many more, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80 plus. And I'm glad that you enjoyed your day. Do you want to continue with the article?
Oh, yeah. So we move to the Tribune article. We're reading from U.S. Provider in Carbon Credits Bahamas Deal. This article was posted again the 1st of May, 2025. A U.S. infrastructure provider yesterday announced it has struck an agreement with a government-sponsored entity to monetize the Bahamas' seagrass carbon assets through issuing its, quote, sovereign carbon security, close quotes. Laconic Infrastructure Partners, which describes itself as a for-profit entity dedicated to helping the public good since its founding in 2021, said in a statement that it has reached a deal with Carbon Management Limited, vehicle created to oversee and manage the Bahamas' entry into blue carbon credits to advance this nation's bid turn its ocean carbon sinks into profitable income streams. While few details and no financial projections were unveiled, Laconic said the agreement will result in it providing, quote, technology transfer capacity of the government's ambitions as set out in its commitments to the Paris Climate Change Accords. Anthony Ferguson, the CFAL founder and president, who was quoted in the statement in his capacity as a Carbon Management Limited director, did not respond to Tribune business inquiries and phone calls before press time last night. Carbon Management is structured as a public-private partnership where the government holds 49% equity ownership and receives 85% of all, quote, upstream revenues generated. So the government owns 49% of the mechanism,
mm-hmm.
and
they receive,
well, equity ownership and will receive 85% of all, quote, upstream revenues, close quotes. However, Laconic pledged, quote, this program will finance independently verified blue carbon removals generated by Carbon Management Limited's scientific management of the Bahamas' expansive seagrass ecosystems via the issuance of Laconic's pioneering sovereign carbon security product. He continues, the agreement marks the first ever blue carbon sovereign carbon securities transaction and is set to position the Bahamas at the forefront of global climate leadership. Quote, the announcement marks the first signs of tangible progress being made in realizing the Davis administration's lauded ambitions for some time. Relatively little has been heard about the initiative for the past year, but the government is seeking to convert the Bahamas' seagrass meadows and mangrove forests, which act as, quote, sinks, close quotes, to remove and extract carbon dioxide from the world's atmosphere, into assets that generate multi-billion dollar income and new revenue streams for the country by monetizing this benefit they offer.
They also include the mangroves?
Yeah.
But aren't we bulldozing the mangroves to have development?
Well, I imagine that as soon as this new sector,
there won't be any more mangroves being bulldozed?
Has been established, the rules and regulations underpinned by new will shift, underpinned by new legislation that requires a stricter criteria for the removal of mangroves, which I hope results in, oh, you can't build around the mangroves? Never mind.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We shall see and remind them.
Yes. We continue from The same place. Relatively little has been heard about the initiative for the past year, but the government is seeking to convert the Bahamas' seagrass meadows and mangrove forests, which act as sinks to remove and extract carbon dioxide from the world's atmosphere, into assets that generate multi-billion dollar income and new revenue streams for the country by monetizing this benefit they offer. Mm-hmm. Laconic, adding that its, quote, carbon security, close quotes, will not require...
In the whole two articles, they mention where Laconic is. Like, is it a...
Yeah, at the top of this article, it starts infrastructure provider.
Okay.
Yeah, so we assume...
It's an American company.
Yeah. Laconic, adding that its, quote, carbon security, close quotes, will not require the Bahamas to provide a sovereign guarantee, said, quote, the program will see verified additional and real carbon removals generated by Carbon Management Limited scientific management of up to 150,000 square kilometers of the nation's seagrass ecosystems monetized over the next 5 years in full compliance with the Paris Climate Commitments and Accords. This transaction establishes a new standard for environmental finance and sets a critical precedent for countries seeking innovative national-level solutions to meet their climate targets while sustainably growing their economies via the national-level financing of approved Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, it added. Mr. Ferguson was quoted as saying, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is committed to becoming a full economy net remover of atmospheric carbon by 2035. See, the Bahamas is committed to becoming a full economy net remover of atmospheric carbon by 2035. See, that
in
must
10 years.
That must be an administrative designation, right? Mm. Because the seagrass been seagrassing. The nature
is happening.
That we identified that nature is be doing these things. Mm-hmm. Just let's talk for the young people. Nature done been doing this.
Mm-hmm. We're moving the carbon.
Yeah, we're not doing anything. So this becoming part may be about becoming a part of a system.
Or being monetized.
Being monetized, yeah, right? Monetized. A system that can monetize what is actually happening. I think it's very important to have clarity on that, right? In our attempts to understand what it is we're talking about. We continue, quote, this transaction establishes a new standard for environmental precedent for countries seeking innovative national-level solutions to meet their climate targets while sustainably growing their economies via the national-level financing of approved sustainable development goals, it added. I don't think that's the part we're concerned about. What, and I say we, the Bahamas, people who've been following the conversation, is how is this new global mechanism going to moderate the behaviors of countries that are climate destroyers, right? Like, this is supposed to be a mechanism to police countries, mm-hmm. to moderate behavior, to force a shift in...
culture in terms of doing this carbon thing.
And the culture in industrialized nations, right? That are producing tons and tons of carbon credit. The next thing is, I heard C. Alan Johnson say that we net zero right now. So what are you talking about? The question I've always had was, to what extent, right, are the large cruise ships and cargo ships that are registered under the Bahamian flag, mm-hmm. like the carbon that they put that assessed as Bahamian produced carbon. When the cruise ships who are not registered to the Bahamas come through the Bahamas and produce carbon, how is that assessed? Is that carbon produced by the Bahamas, right? And how are these things assessed or categorized in this new sector?
Let me see if we get a caller here. Let me squeeze this caller in too. Producer, patch the caller through, please. Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri, go ahead.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Aaron Green.
Yes, sir.
You know, I always lean in on your side. You know, Mr. Nuri, you know, the thing is, I'm expecting for people to have support for common sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things the article is correct about, it is a financial instrument. It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the science, Jesus Christ, man, if a dummy like me in science, in botany, right, know that the plant respires and transpires, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what that means, we know about the stoma on the bottom side of the leaf, right, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
So they are different sizes in different plants. Now, the seagrass may have a more uniform type leaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, if the government doesn't have the scientific armamentarium, how can they know what they are producing versus what they are offsetting? They don't have a respirometer, right, in the climate. And then when you go on Google, you'll know that infrared spatial technology is really just really guesstimation. Are you trying to measure? All right, you can measure. They have done studies on the beechnut tree, scientists in Europe, et cetera, et cetera. Companies have done their own personal studies as it relates to their emissions. And what they have found out, if they've been making gross errors in what they're emitting, versus, like, let's say you, like I give the example the other day, gasoline is 19.64 pounds of carbon per gallon. Diesel is 22 point something per gallon. LNG is 11.04. I don't need to get exact, but what I'm saying is there are disparities. Also, when you're dealing with, I got to work around boilers. When you're dealing with boilers and cubic feet per second and gallons per minute, et cetera, when you look at airlines, why do you think airlines fly so high? Because they burn less fuel. The rate is different, so your altitude determines your emissions. And so when you look at all the variables in measuring CO2, and the amount of oxygen plants produce and the amount of carbon dioxide they produce in the night, et cetera, et cetera. It is impractical to form. I mean, I don't mind them paying us for the carbon credits, right? But truth and fact, Aaron, and the other day they found that polymetallic rocks emitting oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they also knew that other species in the tree and in the sea also photosynthesize, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that means they owe us more money. Who's doing these studies, these intricate studies, to really prove, like, well, the cedar tree offset this amount of carbon, this tree offset this, I mean, produces this amount of oxygen, which is the same thing as offsetting. And then when you look, let's get back to the financial side now. When they're wholesaling carbon per ton, you can go online, it starts from $3.99 per ton to $13. And then they're retailing it. The people who they're selling it to are selling it for maybe $100 a ton, $80 a ton. So what is this? Why do we need a public-private partnership? This is basically foolishness for somebody. I'm sorry, but thank me for letting me express my sanity amongst this BS.
Thank you, 52. What came to mind when you were talking was this idea that we're very focused on this climate finance mechanism, but on the other hand, we just cutting down trees indiscriminately. Or I mean, like, we cut, let me tell you how we cutting down trees.
We tear it down.
Listen, right now, people them trying to sell a pound, like if you were to buy a pound's worth of scarlet plum, right, mm-hmm. that I just finally see on the ground, you could be paying up to $20,
mm-hmm.
$20 for a pound's worth of mm-hmm. scarlet plum. How they retail it, they don't retail it by weight. You know, there's no company or no business that I'm aware of that when they train the people who come and clear lots, they train them to identify fruit trees,
mm-hmm.
to mark them, right? I don't see anybody saving fruit trees to be replanted or planted somewhere else. Like, we just indiscriminately cutting down trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, you're talking about a climate finance mechanism that we still, the average Bahamian does not know benefit them. I was trying to have a conversation about the fires. You know, we still don't know as a nation, like in the public domain, how many working fire trucks we have. We still don't know in the public domain how many fire trucks attended the Bay Street fire.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know in the public domain how many fires were burning that same night across New Providence or the archipelago. And then people keep saying, the country's not broke. The country's not broke. How could the country not be broke? And we don't have enough fire trucks. We don't have enough ambulances. We don't have enough dialysis machines. We don't have enough services and people to take care of our eyes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one more call here. This text goes, good day, Nuri and Lady Green. As a former resident of East Street and member of St. Barnabas Church, as a boy, I knew Sir John Boswick and Sen Rodney Munker in Nassau, Bahamas. Their contribution to development has been outstanding and respectable for all Bahamians. Condolences to both families from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Stella 2025. Let's go quickly to this caller. Producer? Aaron, press the button. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM. Call Grant Want.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well, man.
There goes again the regular beam and get swing. Why do our government negotiate from the center weakness, man?
Explain.
Let me tell you why. I mean, we getting what, 49, and the, I guess the next, the company getting, I guess,
51.
What the hell is that?
We getting 85% of the upstream, though.
You know something? I didn't believe it, Commissioner. But I start to believe, y'all might not like him, but this link is being on to something, and these fellas trying to keep us on to something. I serious with that. Y'all better open your eyes.
Thank you very much, caller.
A quick headline from Nassau Guardian, just in. At 10 o'clock, fire services responded to a bushfire on West Bay Street in the area of Sunfun and are still on the scene, police said. That was posted online at 10:12.
It's now 12 o'clock, caller. I see you, but I cannot take your call right now. As we continue to speak and give tribute to John Boswick, or John Henry Boswick, and also Roy Monker. Today we had a session on carbon credits and trying to understand exactly what they're being said about the seaweed, seagrass, and how we will benefit. We concluded that we'll get 49% of the... 49% of what, Eric? What is it? Quickly.
Equity ownership in the partnership.
And 85% of what again?
Upstream revenue.
Upstream revenue.
We don't even have any rivers in the Bahamas. I'm very confused, Mr. Newman.
But we still have fishes. We swim upstream.
Fish.
Different type of fish. It's Guardian Radio AM. Happy birthday again, Aaron Green.
Thanking you.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio Bahamas.